Balls are back.
Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, could be Wayne!
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh! Woo-hoo!
I love it, baby!
Them orange britches! Something about them orange britches!
Tennessee wins!
Got it by Tennessee, Juwan Jennings! Jennings makes the catch it.
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
I made up my mind, I don't expect to ever look back. I'm going to stay at the University of Tennessee.
Yeah! Riddick, get to you, and welcome into More Importantly Shoes. It is Sunday, January 24th. Hope everybody has had a great weekend. Hope you have tracked as many planes as your heart desires. I hope you were able to wash off that bad loss from yesterday. It wasn't fun. The good news, I guess, if we're going to take anything from it, there's like something to distract Vol fans, so that's good.
You have something.
You certainly have something. You certainly have something.
There's hope. There's like hope.
Oh, I mean, when you... Which I can't... This has been the longest week. I don't know if it's just for Vol fans or if it's just, like, for me personally. This has been the longest week ever. Like...
I think the whole month of January has just been, like, an avalanche.
Slow or fast? Like, what...
I mean...
Or are we trying to dig out of the avalanche, which would take a while?
Yeah, maybe the avalanche is already, like, done. We're just trying... Like, we're just at the very bottom of it.
Yeah, trying to dig our way out. Don't know which way's up, actually, at this moment.
Yeah.
It's because, like, when someone mentioned, like, yeah, this week we hired an athletic director, I was like, oh, my God, that was this week. Feels like a lifetime ago already.
And, like, we did something good.
We did. What's funny about hires is, like, you can only say they're great. Or, not great, but you can only really say, like, that was a good job from, it's hindsight.
Yeah.
What did they do? But I mean, right now you look at it.
Time will tell.
Right.
But if it's a great hire, but
as far as we know right now, that looks like a great hire with Danny.
Home run.
Home run. I like that home run.
You got up with a big chew, big bat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And slapped the first pitch. Love it.
100%.
400 feet.
Absolutely. Guys, we've got I'm excited for this episode. First off, we've got our guy. We've been trying to get this to work in the works for a while. See if I can. See here, we've got Chad on with us today. Chad, just wanna
wave.
Your microphone turned on. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It was fun watching the NFL game with you today.
It was.
We haven't actually watched football together in a while.
No, we haven't.
It's been a minute. He's been in Nashville.
Yes.
The Ville of Nash.
Cashville.
we got Chad in here. Hopefully, he has some good fails for us this week. He's a big social media guy, so I have faith in him.
The big fella.
The big fella. That's a good nickname.
That's a great nickname.
All right, and then, of course, we're talking everything else Tennessee. We do have to talk about basketball. I'm sorry. I know I would like to stay away from it today, but we got to talk about it. So we'll do that, talk about coaching searches. Landon wanted to do something. Do you want to mention it now? Someone already actually said Fleck.
Yeah, so
do you want to mention that?
So, like, we'll talk about the AD hire, and then we'll kind of get into the coaching search and things like that. Because basically everything right now is just rumors. So we want to hear,
which is a comforting thing, I think.
Yeah, it's nice. It's
new.
it is new, and that's like it's uncharted waters. Like we haven't been in this position before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is not going to be a coaching search that we're used to. Which, like you said, it's kind of nice.
Yes,
we don't have any groomers.
No groomers. So tell us a name, and we'd like to kind of discuss pros and cons a little bit.
Yeah. Throw those names out there. I'm on Twitter, getting on YouTube. I've already seen PJ Fleck. Landon's on Facebook, so if you got those for Facebook, let us know. Drop those names that you want us to talk about that you've... I mean, we know the ones that have been rumored, so we'll try to get to all those, but let us know. Let's start out, though. First off, tell us where you're listening from, too, when you mention those names. Big geography guys here.
Love it.
Huge geography guys, so let us know. Danny White. You pulled him away from UCF. Name wasn't even on the rate. So, like, as much as the coaching search has been good,
in terms of, like, the rumors have been strange. Nothing's really... You don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the same way with the AD. The names that were being put out for the athletic director position, Danny White was not in that until it was reported that Tennessee had their guy.
Yeah, and, you know, that morning, before it was announced, before it was rumored, anything like that, before anybody knew anything, I actually kind of did the same thing that Donnay Plowman did, was looked up the top 20 ADs in the country and was just like reading off names. I was just like, you know, would this make sense? Would this make sense? And Danny White was number 4. And I looked at the hires and I was like, man, you know, he's at UCF. Tennessee could pay this guy.
Right.
And they did. They went out and paid him. They didn't try to do some crazy search where they went off the rails and went to somebody that no one wanted. You know, they just went and got the best guy available and got him.
Yeah.
Brought him home.
I mean, it's hard to prove otherwise that he's not the best guy available. And I mean, the thing that stands off the page for me, and it's what you needed from an athletic director right now, is the hires. The hires that he's made. Right there, that tells me right there, that's your man. Like, yep. Go get him. He's going to make your next football coach hire. And this one is, I mean, as important as the Jeremy Pruitt hire was, I mean, as important as the Derek Dooley hire should have been, I mean, every hire is important, but the Derek Dooley one was big in terms of, I mean, you rushed it. You didn't get a good, was not a good hire by any means. Jeremy Pruitt, Philip Fulmer was a new AD, stuck in a bad situation. I think he made one of the better hires available at the time, but it was an important one and you missed on it.
Yep.
This is a very, very important hire for a new athletic director who's getting his first shot at a big job. This is a big hire, and you at least did it with a guy where it's like, you're not taking a total shot in the dark on him. Like, this guy's done it before. He's gotten guys who were, you know, winners, but like hadn't won big yet. They were given opportunities to go win, and they did.
Yeah.
Whatever he heard in the interview, when he analyzed them, he believed what they were saying. He believed what they were doing at their previous jobs. So I like this hire from speaking to the standpoint of getting a football coach. I think this is a really, really good hire.
Yeah, I like that they kind of went the, you know, he didn't really have ties to Tennessee, didn't really have ties in the SEC. It was just, you know, he comes from a background of athletic administrators.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a basketball coach, his brother at Florida, his other brother's at FAU, his dad's at Duke, just a ton of family ties within college athletics.
Yeah, he's a college, you know, not like you said, not ties to Tennessee, but definitely college athletics.
Yeah,
he's been around.
Like, he was the best guy. It wasn't, you know, he was at Tennessee in the 90s. You know, he wants to come home. No, it was none of that. Like, we're going to go get the best guy, and we're going to pay a lot of money for him because he can build programs. And that's what Tennessee does. You know, they want to get back to the 1998. Well, you're going to have to build that. It's not like we're on the verge of getting there.
Right.
You know, where we're at right now is a football program. You know, maybe not, you know, baseball, basketball, a little different. But football program is where all the money's made.
It's where the money's made. It's where, I mean,
the excitement comes from.
For the fans, for the boosters, and having a good football program can help kind of shot put the rest of those programs when you're able to give more money, when you're able to have more money in your athletic department, when you have more, you know, people want to be a part of it. Alabama's enrollment numbers have been up since Nick Saban's. Like, people want to come to that school. It's a beneficial thing to have a really, really strong, nationally not embarrassment, nationally recognized and respected football program.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start with this football hire. I think Danny Heyer was a great hire. It is certainly, someone mentioned here, Pig Ray. It is make or break. It is absolutely make or break, and that's why we're going to talk about the names. And this is the same thing I said about Phil Fulmer the whole time. The Jeremy Pruitt hire was humongous, but not the Jeremy Pruitt hire did not define Philip Fulmer's career as an athletic director. It was the firing of Jeremy Pruitt that was going to define it. Did he wait too long? And the answer was yes, and he went with him.
Yep.
That was what defined it. So when, and I'm not saying I'm not calling for the head of whoever the football coach is.
Also,
I'm
extended him before the season.
Like, just not good decisions regarding Jeremy Pruitt. So, like, it's not so much the initial hire. It's, can you make the right decisions when it's clear his time is up? Can you make those right decisions? Mm-hmm. Because if you had fired Philip Fulmer, if you fired Jeremy Pruitt, Philip Fulmer sells his job.
Yeah.
You're not on your way out with him. Now, he's not complaining. He's getting paid $37,000 a month. to sit at home, so he's happy with the outcome. But is he happy that his legacy is potentially tarnished because of Jeremy Pruitt? If he is, then so be it. Good riddance. Bye. But if he's upset, it wasn't the hire that you made. It was your lack of movement, flexibility. I don't like you didn't fire him when you should have.
Yeah.
You waited too late. So be willing to
The standard that you kind of set at Tennessee was not the standard of this season. Correct. So you should have fired him. When you go 3-7 at the University of Tennessee, that's not the standard you should have been fired for.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
But I really do like this Danny White. I think he's aggressive. I think Donte Plyman kind of pointed off like his best characteristics. He's a builder, aggressive. He hates to lose. That's what I noticed in his press conference.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, my message to the fans is just like, I hate to lose too.
Right.
And I hate to lose just as much as they do. So I'm going to build a program that refuses to lose. And I don't know, like, it's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah, for sure.
But the fact that he's able to do it at different stops is refreshing.
Absolutely.
It gives you hope.
Yeah, I think what Plowman and Boyd laid out in that press conference when Jeremy Pruitt was fired, let go, and the allegations, all that issues came out, what they talked about, going and getting a proven winner, they did that.
Yeah.
They went out and got a guy that's done it at several places, that's made key hires, that's elevated many programs to success. I think you hit it here. Who does Danny White go get? That's the biggest question for this football program, and frankly for this athletic department and for his career. Mm-hmm. Who does he go get? He's done a really, really good job, I think, right now. Just because you haven't seen many solid reports of like whose name is in the mix. You've heard some names get thrown out there. The most popular one lately is Tony Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
And that name's kind of being driven by national media. And I think there's plenty of national media out to do a good job. So I'm not saying just completely discredit them. But you do got to remember, like, Clemson beat reporters aren't necessarily saying it's true. Tennessee beat reporters aren't, you know, saying like it's done deal or it's, you know. So I think is there something to it? Is he talking to him? Probably. That guy's going to get a call from most openings right now. But
that name was getting thrown around before he even did his press conference. Right. And he said in the press conference that he doesn't even start a coaching search until he meets with the student athletes. Right. So unless he's just lying to us, and that's not a good way to just start off the
– Yeah.
They did meet, didn't they?
They did meet, but before the press conference, Tony Elliott was getting – it was rumors that he was in the conversation to be the head coach, whatever. So they did meet after the fact, but he said he doesn't start a head coaching search until after he meets with the student athletes. So you can't lie. You can't be that. That's how you open up your tenure at Tennessee is a lie. No,
I would hope not.
Yeah. Cause it's going to come out.
Yeah, for sure.
And if it is, I want to get to his hires in a second, but if it is Tony Elliott, I mean, the hires that he's made so far with Scott Frost, Bobby Hurley, Lance Leopold, Nate Oates, who's the current basketball coach at Alabama right now.
And doing a heck of a job. Not just at Alabama. At Alabama doing a heck of a job. And
he was the one that kind of discovered these guys. He put them on a national scale.
Mm-hmm.
At Buffalo and at UCF. UCF was winless. And in 2 years, they went 13-0.
And we
laugh about the national championship, but everybody knows about UCF because of that.
Yeah.
Great, sure. Great marketing guy. Because you bought a shirt, didn't you?
Oh, dude.
your money went to the athletic program.
Let me tell you this right now.
You won a national championship.
Exactly. This is beyond UCF for me. Let's just throw everybody can jump on board. Alabama won the college football playoff that year.
Yeah. They did.
Any chance I can get to discredit Alabama from being at a national championship, I'll do it. So I bought the shirt, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's more than UCF. I'd like to be clear about that.
Yeah, but
but also Blake Bortles.
But just coming up with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I mean, does he believe it? I mean, he talked about it in the press conference. He thought they deserved more credit than they got.
Right.
And he said that. Whether he thinks that or not, like he believed that. He made the players believe it. He made UCF believe it. Yeah. And now they're a national, like, respected program.
Right.
After being a laughingstock. Like, no one knew who they were until Danny White took over that program.
So let's get into these hires. The thing I want to mention before we talk about any, Tony Elliott, Lane Kiffin, Matt Campbell.
Hugh!
Fleck. Like, I want to mention, like, for me, and I'm sure some people are going to be like, sheep, you're sheep, sheep. But
or you're a Negaball. Which one? You got to pick one.
Right. I'll pick a lane here in a second. Danny White has made enough good hires, and I think this is a good hire from Tennessee to hire Danny White. I'm going to be patient.
Yeah.
Unless it's just an abysmal hire, and you know it when you see it. And I know, like, we've been sitting here saying, like, there's only a few coordinators we really want. But if Danny White looks at his resume and then goes and believes whatever this guy's saying and hires him, I'm going to trust it until given reason not to.
Because he's got the track record for it.
He's got the track record, absolutely. So,
And I would rather a Tony Elliott than a Dave Doran.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Who is Dave Doran?
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you, Chad.
The last coaching search, we apparently went to Dave Doran at NC State and was trying to offer him a job. Exactly. Who's Dave Doran?
Chad's got it.
I don't know. Job. I don't know.
I should be in charge of this hire.
Speaking of the mic.
I should be in charge of this hire.
Thank you. I don't think your mic's plugged up, but I appreciate you trying. I don't know what's happened to it. We'll try to get it back. We'll try to get it back. Chad can give some input. You got it. Say it again.
What did I say? I forgot.
You should be in charge of this.
I should be in charge of this.
He shouldn't be. He can't even remember what he said 5 seconds ago. He'd be like freaking...
The goldfish?
Yeah, exactly. No, worse than that. Like Dave Hart. Mike Hamilton, maybe.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about some hires.
That's a threat.
Let's get into some hires. Some guys that have been mentioned. Again, I think Danny White's done a good job of keeping this quiet. I guess he's been true to his word. Like, this search is going to involve very, very few people. If he moves... with the as quiet and as swift as Donde Plowman does. I mean, there could be a coach named really, really early this week, and we'll see what happens. So who are we talking about first? The name that's been thrown out most?
Lane Kiffin?
That's fine. Landon likes Lane Kiffin, so I'll talk Lane Kiffin.
So, I mean, my like, I just think he would be your quickest way to win, but I don't think there's a 100% hire out, like a guy that's going to be like, that guy will turn our program around, no doubt in my mind. I don't think there is a guy like that. I think Tennessee's in a really bad position program-wise with the guys you lost, with the allegations, with the NCAA. I just think it's going to be a tough...
By the way.
What?
We're not out of the woods on those
yet. Oh, no, we're not. I don't know. I don't think there is a for sure thing.
No, there's definitely not a for sure thing.
And I'm with you on the integrity thing. You know, that was the first thing. The university put out a... thing on the Danny White thing, and the first subtitle is Winning with Integrity. So I don't know if you can really... You can't do Hugh Freeze. That's out.
You probably can't do Lane Kiffin. You
probably can't do Lane Kiffin. And you put yourself
in a corner.
I like what you said. You know, I think it was last week where you said if you hire Lane Kiffin... He did the same thing to you that he did to Ole Miss that he did to you previously. So, like, how long is he really going to be here?
Right. Like, he didn't – everyone's like – and everyone just wants him back. They're going – you know, and it's kind of become a joke to me, at least. Like, not – I'm not laughing at you. Like, I think people are saying it as a joke. Like, he's learned from his mistake. Like, they just want him back. He's a good football coach.
Yeah, he is.
Could he win games? Yes, he can win games. I'm not convinced, though, that he can be incredibly successful. Has he gotten better? Sure. But he went 17-12 at USC, 7-6 at Tennessee before that. At Florida Atlantic, which is not an incredibly easy place to win, but I also just think he's better than a college USA coach.
Yeah.
He went 18-6, but he went 5-5 his first year at Ole Miss. And I know he put up a lot of points, but I'm not convinced he would be just – I don't think it would be the best hire in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're – having to, I don't know, I guess sell some things of yours, like integrity. Like, it just feels dirty going back to your ex-girlfriend that left you in the middle of the night.
Yep. I agree. And I think it's extremely hard to hire somebody that quit on you.
Yeah. Didn't offer the two weeks.
Like, any other job, that never happens. It will never happen.
Right. And also, I think the biggest thing for me about the Lane Kiffin is I think there are just as good, if not better, coaches. Maybe not necessarily like coaches, but like program builders out there.
Yeah, I don't...
Because I think he's one of the best offensive minds in the country. There's no denying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
So, that's kind of my hesitation towards the Lane Kiffin thing.
But, okay, let me ask you this. If they did hire him, would you be excited or would you have...
I'd be excited for Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. I think everybody would.
Now, here's the thing. My excitement would be very, very limited. I tweeted this. Some people thought it was a shot at Lane Kiffin. If that's what... If the shoe fits, wear it. excitement for the football program does not come before wins. If you want me to be excited, win football games.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, like, I'll be excited. I'll show up to Neyland for a coach like I can easily cheer for, but I'm also going to show up to Neyland for freaking...
Tony Elliott.
That's not even... I will show up for Brady Hoke in a monsoon. Yep. You could walk anyone out there in orange, and I'm going to be there. So, like, if you really want to get me excited, win football games.
That being said, I don't think everyone's like that, though.
You're right. Not everyone. But there's a large percentage of Tennessee fans that are.
Yeah.
So, if you want to really get me excited for football, if you don't want me to tweet negatively on social media, because I'll text my friends about it, but I'm going to tweet about it, too, because that's social media. That's what it's designed to do. Win football games. It's that simple. But, yes, to answer your question about Lane, yeah, I would like... All in all, if it was announced tomorrow that Lane Kiffin was the head coach, I would not complain about it. Now, in 2 years, would I complain about it? If he ain't winning football games, yeah, I'll complain about it.
Yeah, and I do like where I'm kind of going back to the negativity. And Danny White, he said what he had to say.
He's got to say it. Your coach has to say
it. You're coming in new. Yeah. You're trying to build a program. You want positive vibes around
it. Yeah, you got to say it.
But if it's 3 years down the road and you're still not winning football games and you're going through another coaching search, then you can't say that. You can't say that crap.
Right. Win football games and it won't be said. That's that simple. It's that simple.
Also got so Mark Taylor asked, why wouldn't White look at the NFL, especially if Peyton is supposed to help Caldwell or Mayo, asking down here in Merle's Inlet, South Carolina. Hey, appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Shout out to Merle's Inlet.
Yeah.
Caldwell out on. Nope.
Yeah, I just really don't like the NFL transition to college. I don't think there's a ton of success in that.
I think it just depends on the person. And then again, like it's the initial hire. Like if Tennessee hired a decent NFL coach, like if they got Peterson from that name was like thrown out very just
Doug Peterson.
Okay, not
Chris.
Chris Peterson, okay. Who was in the NFL at one point, correct? Now he's been at Washington most recently.
Yeah.
But if they throw out like a Doug, like that would be like, I mean, that's a good football coach. But like you have the questions of like, he's got to go get guys that know college football too. Like there's definitely some things he's got to do to be a good coach. But like that hire is exciting. You know, that's a good hire. But NFL, yeah, I think it's tricky. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm out on Jim Caldwell.
No, I don't want
Jim Caldwell. I'm good. Let's talk about, since the name was mentioned, Jerod Mayo.
I don't know who that is. So,
Chad's a very casual Tennessee fan, so that's why we have him here. that's a good point. and I'm not saying Tennessee has to go and get some big name, great coach to be a good hire, but it's just like Jerod Mayo has very, very limited coaching experience right now, and. As you know, when you're the play caller for a defense, especially a defense like Bill Belichick's, like, do you have some of maybe that coaching experience while you're playing?
Mm-hmm.
Leadership? Yeah, for sure. I'm not discrediting that. Is it important that Bill Belichick respect him enough to, like, give him those responsibilities? Yeah, like, that's... But is it time for Tennessee to take a chance like that?
Yeah, I just don't think they're in a great position to hire Jerod Mayo.
Isn't a time to take a chance like that? Like coming off of
like when say Jeremy Pruitt won, you know, he was competing for the East every year and then Nick Saban retires and he goes to Alabama. Then like your program is set in a way better position where you can maybe gamble a little bit on a hire. I just don't think Tennessee can afford to gamble a whole lot. I think everybody has their pros and cons, obviously.
Right.
With his lack of experience coaching, period, and then it being in a whole different league. I mean, with recruiting and the NCAA, I just think it's that's tough to learn.
Here's my favorite question about a guy like Jerod Mayo. How much do you pay him?
Where is he the coach at?
He's currently a defensive assistant at
New England.
New England, and he's gotten some. He's gotten some bigger interviews. I think he was rumored to be interviewing with the Jets for the head coaching position.
By the way, speaking of Jets, if we get Adam Gase, I will riot.
That's fair. That's a fair.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. He. I mean, he has no clue what's even going on. No. So. And he had Trevor Lawrence on a silver platter and literally just.
But yeah, I just like what do you pay? What do you pay Jerod Mayo?
Here's my question with Jerod Mayo. I don't know that. Because you can't pay him. I mean, you went
$7 million.
No, there's no way. And you went and made a home run AD hire. I just don't have the feeling that they're going to go that route.
Right.
If you're willing to spend money, I think you got to go get a proven head coach.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
He's not even the D coordinator?
No.
We're considering him?
No.
I think it's more rumored than considering.
It is rumored. He's a VFL. So he played at Tennessee under Philip Fulmer. Great linebacker. And great linebacker in the NFL. Oh. And so he's being stuck to this because he's looking for head coaching opportunities. Probably not even in college. But Tennessee opens up.
No, I said this earlier to you guys. I don't think we should hire anyone at this university ever again that was...
He wasn't on the 98 team. Does that make you feel better?
No.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to ask.
So if he wasn't from Tennessee, would he even be mentioned?
No. Correct. No. And the answer is no.
You're right.
So that's fair. Okay. Someone said he interviewed for the Eagles head coaching job. So Eagles and Jets, that's all I've heard then. Haven't heard any more. All right. So we've mentioned Lane Kiffin, Jerod Mayo. Do you have more?
Yeah, I got Hugh Freeze.
Again,
the integrity thing.
You can't say what you said on Monday and come out there and sell me on Hugh Freeze.
I like the Hugh Freeze hire a lot more than I do a Kiffin hire, but that's just because Hugh Freeze he was at I'm not saying we're gonna hire either of them, but he was at Ole Miss. He beat Bama twice, which if Jeremy Pruitt comes in here and beats Bama twice, I don't think he gets fired. But also,
he doesn't win three games if he beats.
Yeah, exactly. Games, yeah.
That's true.
Wouldn't that be the most Tennessee thing ever to beat Alabama and only win three games?
And then he goes to Liberty. Yes. Yeah. And then he goes to Liberty, turns that program around. They were ranked for a long time this year. And I don't hate it.
That's fair to not. I don't hate the Hugh Freeze hire. I think.
But people are acting like Kiffin is a guaranteed thing over. And is a much better hire. I think over
it's more Freeze. Reasonable because of you preached on integrity and what, like Hugh Freeze, there's no one going to bat for what he did.
Yeah.
So you can't hire Hugh Freeze. Like, he's definitely off the table.
Right. Hugh Freeze, yeah. And
like, he's a good coach. I don't think there's no one denying that.
Would he issue an apology speech?
Yeah, he probably need more than that.
Well, I mean, if he apologized, then we could be like, well, he did.
I think
apologize.
He's already apologized to everybody, but it still doesn't, like, you still have reservations.
Right. And at Hugh Freeze, again, I don't think would be, like, a terrible hire. Like, I think he's a good football coach. He won games at Ole Miss. Not an easy place to win, especially when you're talking about Mississippi State was really good when Hugh Freeze was there. LSU wasn't at like the height of their success, but like they were a good program. A&M was a good program. Alabama was Alabama. Like Ole Miss was not an easy place to win when he was coaching there, and he won ball games.
Yep.
I think it's more so the integrity factor that Tennessee just has to be smart about when they make this hire. Also, again, I think it's important to remember Tennessee will have some sort of NCAA sanctions coming from everything that's happened this year. That's important to remember when we talk about this head coaching hire.
That's fair.
That's got to mention that. All right, Jamie Chadwell. I personally love this from Hella. You got it. You know your name. I'm not saying that. I personally love the idea of Jamie Chadwell, but apparently he has some violations from Charleston. Yeah, I think I'll be honest. I've heard that, but I don't know what they are. Do you know, Landon?
So. I know that he played some ineligible people. I don't know what they're ineligible for. And I also know that they got financial aid money.
That it was, yes.
From the school, and they bought, like, shoes and jewelry.
It was supposed to be used
stuff.
For, like, books and stuff. Correct. Yes, I did know that one. I do take that back.
I mean,
who hasn't done that?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. Like, that happens everywhere.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as bad as the Hugh Freeze situation. So, I mean, yeah, Jamie Chadwell is a guy to mention. I mean, it's fair to mention his violations because, like I said, Tennessee's going to have some sanctions. Jamie Chadwell, I think, has done a really good job. He is definitely less proven. I think that would be a tough... I think it's all... If Jamie Chadwell gets hired, that means he did a really good job in his interview with Danny White, in my opinion. I don't think he has enough on the resume to, you know, to get him hired alone.
I think he would be a typical Danny White hire.
That's fair, yeah. Like a guy that...
Like an up-and-comer, a guy that can jumpstart a program. Because I love the guy's energy. And, you know, his offense is intriguing.
Right.
I think we'd score points with it. Do you want a lot of...
Apparently some people want.
Yeah.
Montez Murphy's Mormons was the best game of the year.
Oh, for sure.
Let's
Liberty was up there too. The Liberty game.
He played in big... Coastal got to play in some big games this year.
Yeah.
And Jamie Chadwell did a good job. Should have beat Coastal, or Liberty, but I digress. I think Jamie Chadwell will be a good hire. I just think it maybe misses the mark a little bit on the proven winner factor. But you're right in terms of the Danny White. Like, what makes sense in Danny White's world? Yes, I agree.
Because, like, if you're comparing Jamie Chadwell to Tony Elliott, I mean, which one's a better hire? Because you got Clemson, who's, you know, the top of the college football.
Right.
But he's a coordinator, and he's only been the sole coordinator for one season. So can you really say he's proven at that point? And then right. You have Jamie Chadwell, who, like you said, you know, he had this one good year at Coastal.
And he's had, like, Coastal was not a great program when he took over.
No, it wasn't.
So it's not like I didn't expect him. Like, he's won ball games, and that's, but it's not like he's won a ton of
I mean, they're FCS.
Prior to this year.
They've not been FBS for a long time.
Right, 3-4 years.
Yeah, something like that.
Very recent. Yeah.
How long has he been there? Y'all know?
He's been, I think, he's been there since they went FBS, maybe except for 1 year.
Yeah, maybe.
So, I mean, someone said, okay, that's stupid. I like Chadwell. The offense is going to mesh amazingly well with Salter. We like his offense. I think his offense would score points. I don't think the only thing I would be looking for in a coach is the offense like some people are.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. If that's stupid.
I think the players would absolutely love Jamie Chadwell because of his passion. And it seems like people don't leave his program. And it might be different if he was at an FBS, but it seems like he's able to get everybody together for a common goal. I mean, look at his offensive line. I listened to his interview with, I don't remember what podcast it was, but like a kid, like a 5'9 center. What school in the FBS has a 5'9 center? but he was just like, the dude can play, and no one else really gave him a shot.
Definitely average height.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm 5'9", so it is very average. I'm very average at a lot of things. It's kind of frustrating.
And what planet are you 5'9"?
You are not 5'9".
What am I?
I thought you were taller.
I might be 5'10".
I thought he was 5'9".
I'm like 5'8", but you're like taller than that. Like taller than 5'9". You're not an inch taller than me.
I'm not 6 foot because I'm...
That's fair. I didn't say... That's a,
so I got to be like 5... I'm like 5'10". 5'9", 5'10".
About
5'11". About 5'11". Drew Brees height.
On Tinder, you're 6 foot, though.
No, I'm not. I'm not on Tinder. Just in case my wife listens to this, I'm not on Tinder.
Is that the only reason you're stating that, just in case your wife hears, or would you like to clear that up?
I just don't want to be on Tinder.
Okay, all
right. I don't see, like, the
But you didn't say no to Bumble.
I did not, and I don't want to be on Bumble either. Okay. I don't even know what all the apps are anymore. I'm getting so old.
The grind. You would like Grindr.
Oh, would I? No, I would not.
Oh, would I?
All right. I'm sorry. I took us on a tangent. That's
but I think people would really love to play for Jamie Chadwell. I just think he has that player's coach about him.
I think that seems like kind of the all the coaches. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I don't. It seems like everyone though that's like. Being listed, and again, like this hire could come out of nowhere because we don't know. Like, no one knows right now. It's all rumors, not even rumors.
And Danny White just kind of puts you on the edge of your seat when he was like, "Yeah, you know, everybody's had their list, and I've always went away from that list. We've never hired anybody on that list." So, is that just smoke? Is he just trying to like get you off his scent? Is that what he's doing with these planes? Just sending random planes different places?
I drove very slow past Mickey Tyson today just to see if I could catch a glimpse of the plane.
Mm. Yeah. You didn't park there for a little bit?
I didn't park and look.
A little stakeout?
Yeah. I didn't park and look. I didn't want to get on a no-fly list or anything. I've got some trips I'd like to go on.
So. We'll actually be going live from Mickey Tyson tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go.
Another Periscope tomorrow.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's talk about Tony Elliott, because that's the name that's been thrown out at least the last 2 days a lot. Offense coordinator at Clemson, the primary play caller, I think, since, 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Sole play caller the last 2 years, I think. But, I don't know exactly what that means, honestly. Because primary versus sole, I don't – whatever. But I
– he's been a co-defensive coordinator up until this year. Jeff Scott and him shared
– But they always – I think they called him, the primary in 15.
Yeah.
But I know the – again
– Yeah, who knows?
So, anyways – When we first fired Jeremy Pruitt or even talks of it, I'd said, I don't want a coordinator. I want a head coach, a guy that's led a program. And I still kind of believe that. But again, it's the trust in Danny White. If he believes what Tony Elliott's telling him, if that's the hire he goes with. And because of Danny White's track record, I got to believe it a little bit. But I mean, and Tony Elliott, he's been around a winning football program.
Mm-hmm.
Of course the Jeremy Pruitt stuff is going to make you hesitant towards that kind of hire. I've seen tweets, someone mentioned it in our in the live comments earlier. Could Tony Elliott win at Ohio State? More than likely.
Yeah.
Tennessee is a different world. He's not had to build a program at all.
Nope.
That's not the coordinator's job. Coordinator's job is being bought into the program that the head coach is doing and being able to facilitate that. So it's not like he just doesn't have experience in that, and that's where I hesitate towards that. Again, if Danny White makes the hire, I'm going to trust it a little bit. But those are my reservations.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I just keep going back to, experience. And if you go and get an experienced AD in that role, and then you go hire a coordinator, you're basically doing the opposite of what you did with Jeremy Pruitt. You went Alabama defensive coordinator, now you're going to go Clemson offensive coordinator. That makes no sense to me.
It's a college football playoff. Perfect.
Yeah, it's just the exact opposite. Because you mentioned it today. He's Dabo Sweeney's doing kind of the same thing Nick Saban's doing, just in a very totally different way.
They're building these significant programs in the complete polar opposite ways.
Exactly.
One is building it with the same coordinators and position coaches and recruiting staff. And one is rotating everyone. He's it's a freaking – one is serving – one is serving a buffet. You can come and get as many as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You're there all day if you really want to take advantage of the deals. One is freaking McDonald's. Get your meal at the drive-thru and go.
Yeah, one's it's...
Get your cash.
It's a really good restaurant, but the menu changes every single time.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you saying that our football program is just a carousel of coaches?
Alabama's is assistant coaches.
No, we just use the bags. We don't actually have the restaurant. We just use the bags from the restaurant.
And I also would like to clarify that Brian Niedermeyer learned that McDonald's trick from somewhere.
Yeah.
He didn't come up with it. Come on.
No.
Chaney.
He's been there a lot.
Don't be blaming Chaney.
They know his name.
He's just doing what he was told.
I'm sure. The copper seller definitely does.
When they say eat, he says how much.
What about Stoops?
I would love if you can somehow go and get Bob Stoops. And it would cost you a pretty penny. Pilot,
actually, a lot of money.
Pilot would need to give him some ownership. Bob Stoops, again, a proven winner, built programs that have been successful for long periods of time. So successful that he was able to hand it off to a coordinator who just was able to take the reins and go. And never missed a beat.
Yeah, I like the Bob Stoops. He's built a program, had it to the top of college football.
In terms of money, Bob Stoops is the only person that you're like, Tennessee just signed a coach to a $7 million deal. And if it was not Bob Stoops, I would be pretty upset.
Yeah.
So.
But also, you look into the standpoint of the coaches, you get in their shoes and, if it's being thrown around that they're going to spend $7-8 million, are you just not I want that money? You got the NCAA violations coming in, I want that money. If I'm a coach, I'm going to be selfish like that. If you got that money you're willing to spend on
you'll
somebody, why can't you spend it on me?
You'll make it on the buyout.
That's true.
Don't sweat it. Don't change anything.
And the stability of Clemson with the Tony, going back to Tony Elliott, is he just going to use us for a extension? Because those people don't leave. Like Venables, he doesn't leave.
Right.
Every coaching search ever, he's always been right in the middle of, and he never leaves. So is he just going to use us to get an extension from Dabo? And
it's certainly possible. I'm not willing to rule it out.
You think Gundy would go for it?
Gundy is waiting for the Tennessee call so he can get that Oak State race.
Surely we've learned our lesson from that.
I think Tennessee should do it again just to try. Just to see what happens. Like, if the race happens. Like, I'm curious. Would it happen again?
Yeah, maybe we or have like a...
be like, bah.
We have like a contract written up, but it's not signed by anybody, so it's not binding.
Yeah, for sure.
And so, like, he shows it to the administrator, OK State, and they're just like, all right, we got to pay him again.
I think we should try it. I'm interested. I'm interested to see what happens. All right, another name that got tossed around a lot yesterday. It has since cooled off. I do want to talk to you about it. PJ Fleck.
Don't hate it. Don't love it. Kind of the same thing with Tony Elliott. Like, is it a splash hire? Maybe not. Could he be successful? Probably.
I think he would be a good program stabilizer. This is a guy who's built program. Like, he did a good job at Western Michigan, less with more. Someone else mentioned that in the chat. That's probably what Danny White's looking at. Minnesota won 11 games last year. Had a tough time this year. I told you, though, we talked about it. I'm not putting a lot of stock in what head coaches did this year. Like, it's a tough year. Like, even Jamie Chadwell, like, you've got to be a little hesitant towards what happened this year. Like, this is a different year.
Mm-hmm.
So, PJ Fleck, I'm not putting a ton of weight on, especially in the Big Ten when they played, what, 6 games?
Yeah.
And, yeah, so, like, it's definitely different. I'm not crazy about the PJ Fleck hire. And it's... The sayings, the slogans, the crap is annoying. But it's nowhere near as much annoying when you win football games. Yeah. Dabo does that same bullcrap. But you know the difference between him and Butch Jones? He wins football games. If Dabo started losing, we would jokingly call him Butch Jones 2.0.
Well, and it's all about buying into that. So, like, right. The sayings are to get players motivated.
How do you
get them to buy in? Exactly. That's why Dabo's so good at it. Like, right. He's got players bought in to... If it was row your boat, all Clemson would be like, oh, yeah. Every time they score, rowing the boat. You know, they're all bought into it. But
single recruit tweeted brick by brick.
They did.
Every player, when something good happened, brick. Like, they were bought in until they started losing, and that's how you lose them.
Yep.
Like, you lose, that's how you don't get people bought in, you start losing.
Yeah, maybe we just put it in his contract, hey, just stay off the slogans just a little bit. You can have one every now and then.
Let it cool off.
Sprinkle.
You can have your little hashtag for the signing class, but other than that, let's just...
Stay away from the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's one reason people are hesitant. I don't think... He's not flashy. I think that...
Right.
He wears a tie on the sideline.
Kind of weird. It's like, dude, I know you're hot.
But, you know, I think the one that people threw out is Fleck. The one that kind of is probably on the same level for me is James Franklin. And we actually talked about this a couple weeks ago. We mentioned James Franklin. But again, Tennessee put themselves in a terrible spot with the integrity thing. You can't hire James Franklin.
No.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
Penn State did, and they were kind of in a tough spot integrity-wise. So maybe.
Yeah. Like, I think I would rather have James Franklin than PJ Fleck from a coach standpoint.
Yeah, I would agree with that from a coaching standpoint.
Yeah, do I like James Franklin? No. But then again, like, I hate Urban Meyer with a passion, but if he was like, we're hiring Urban Meyer, I'm like, dude, we're going to go to the playoff here in the next 5 years. So, get ready, buckle up.
Urban Meyer would be, I mean, I would hope Tennessee would pay for the best doctors in the world for his heart condition if they hired
him. Oh, that first game that they lose in Jacksonville, he's going to be like...
I can't wait till they lose to the Chiefs in a playoff game and he...
You think Jacksonville's going to the playoffs?
This is something that would happen with him. He'd get he'd be in a stretcher off the field.
I can't imagine what would happen to Urban Meyer after his first loss in Knoxville. I mean, that poor guy. That poor guy. He wouldn't make it.
Good thing the hospital's close by.
Hospital's close by.
We're used to losing around here. I think we can take it.
Hey!
Get out of here.
Billy Napier. That's another name. Kind of been thrown out there.
Billy Napier.
Will?
It's kind of...
The one play, I jokingly said it when he ran that safety.
Intentional safety. Yeah, no.
It's like, I'm out. But
yeah, done.
He's a good football coach. He's building programs, doing some like big things at Louisiana Lafayette. Had a power... Went over Power 5 this year. Again, this year you got to be careful about stock you put into. But he did win. But I like Napier. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I think he's...
I want a coach that's going to cover, and a coach that takes intentional safeties usually doesn't cover.
That's true, yeah. That's true. That's a good point.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point.
I think he's kind of in the same boat as Jamie Chadwell when you're looking at, you know, programs. Yeah. So is it a flashy hire? No. Could he win here? Maybe. But again, he's probably on that, like, candidate list where it's, like, realistic.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, he's probably somewhere on the board of Danny White's.
Yeah, I would agree. Luke Fickell.
See, this is probably who I would go after before. I really like Jamie Chadwell, the Maverick.
If we're
from Anderson County, Tennessee, love him.
If we're hiring a guy that is not Power Five, I would agree. Luke Fickell would be my first phone call.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I like Luke Fickell a lot. That's a guy who's built a really strong program in Cincinnati. Cincinnati wasn't in a terrible spot before Luke Fickell arrived, but they also weren't in a fantastic spot. I honestly can't remember what their record was. But, you know, they weren't quite Coastal Carolina.
Yeah.
So he did have a little bit, but I mean, he got them to a position this year that while we knew they would never be in the college football playoff, he at least got to, like, you know, bid, like, he got to put his name out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I know it was never a possibility, but I mean, not a lot of coaches get that opportunity to even say that. So the fact that he was able to put his name in that hat because they stayed undefeated before losing to Georgia in heartbreaking fashion. But I mean, and I said it like in the third quarter of that Georgia game. I was like, regardless of this outcome, and it looks like Cincinnati was going to win. I was like, regardless of the outcome, Cincinnati's a good football team.
Yeah.
And I've said at they probably lose. Georgia's going to pull away with more talented guys and more depth. And they did pull away, and it was heartbreaking. But I mean, Cincinnati was a good football.
They earned their top 10 ranking.
Yeah, absolutely. And Luke Fickell did a great job with them this year.
Yeah.
Luke Fickell, I think, would be a great hire. And it's similar to the PJ Fleck. I know Tennessee fans are like, I do not want a guy from Cincinnati again. And that's fair. When you have a heartbreaking, when you have another breakup, you don't go date the same girl. You go find someone polar opposite, typically.
So. Yeah, it's not the same girl. It's a girl that lives in the same neighborhood as your ex. How about that?
Yeah.
Because he's not riding the coattails of Brian Kelly.
Right. Right, there you go. I like that. Exactly. All right.
Go date a girl from a different school.
And Butch Jones didn't go undefeated until the bowl game either.
Right, right.
He wasn't winning those kind of
games. And he lost to Derek Dooley. He didn't play with...
Yeah.
Like, he did not... Yeah, no. Different Cincinnati coach.
I got Gus. Gus has been mentioned.
I love it.
Gus, I think, is a... We talked about this earlier today.
Not a home run.
I mean, it's hard to call it a home run hire, but like Gus is a good hire. Talked about program stabilizer. Gus is...
it's safe.
He wins football games. He recruits well. Your program, I think, would be in a better position by the time he left than when he arrived.
Yeah, I think it's a safe hire for sure.
And then I've seen, let's see, I don't know if this name from Patrick Eady, these names are thrown out. These are guys that Danny White's hired previously. Lance Leopold, Josh Heupel, and Scott Frost. Are you asking about those guys? We can talk about them. Scott Frost ain't going to leave Nebraska for Tennessee.
I just think Danny White doesn't seem the guy to go poach from a program he just left. So I think Josh Heupel will probably be out. And I don't even know if he'd be on his list anyway.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, he seemed like he really appreciated UCF, so I just doubt that he would do that.
That's another good thing about when – it was announced he was leaving. UCF fans were actually upset. It was like, when Butch Jones left Cincinnati, should have been a freaking fire alarm. They were like, oh, thank God he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go hire Luke Fickell and win games.
Oh, God.
Good for them.
Yeah. Good for them. Any other names you want to mention regarding this coaching?
Tom Herman.
So
with Gus, I just don't think he comes here. You know, if you're having Kevin Steele kind of be a part of this program, I just don't know that situation works out.
That's fair.
You'd make somebody upset. Somebody's going to get upset.
Yeah, but the thing is Danny White has no ties to Kevin Steele, so I don't think if that was the case, if Phil Fulmer's making the hire, I'd say, yeah, that probably makes Gus out of it. I don't think Danny White would be concerned about that.
Yeah, I just... If you're having a... Like, it would be really crappy of Tennessee to kind of push Kevin Steele out. Kevin Steele, that's another name we probably need to talk about too. But for him to, I hope not either. But you kind of put him in this position. I just think it would be like I don't even know if Gus would want to come here because of that.
You have to give the interim guy a hire, or a hire, an interview.
Yeah.
You have to, I think.
And, like, he'd be a good defensive coordinator.
Right. And people, a lot of people have said, tweets are on our show tonight, does this guy come and Kevin Steele a defensive coordinator? Maybe. I mean, that I don't think it's out of question. He's a guy with a reputation around a lot of SEC schools and Power 5 schools. His name would, I think, be in a hat for...
Especially with a Billy Napier, Jamie Chadwell, Luke Fickell, like, that's a great start.
Right.
Like, you haven't had that at your previous stops. You haven't had a guy that respected in college football.
Right, absolutely. So you mentioned Tom Herman, Patrick Geedy asked Tom Herman. Tom Herman, again, I think is similar to the... less than Gus Malzahn, I think. But I think it'd be a good hire. My hesitation is if you can't win in the most resourceful state for college football, like, where are you going to win at Tennessee?
In, like, the second to worst conference.
Yeah, like, are you going to win at Tennessee? And this is the next name. And it's like, if I'm going to go get a guy from the Big 12, and I know one you'd have to hire away, another one's currently job searching. If I'm going to go get a guy from the Big 12, it's Matt Campbell.
Or Lincoln Riley.
Okay, fair.
I mean, if we're just going to, like, he said everybody's a candidate. I mean, even we're candidates.
Oh.
When they asked if Kevin Steele would be a candidate, he was like, as far as I'm concerned, everybody in this room's a candidate. Everybody's a candidate.
Everybody, okay, cool.
I mean, if you're willing to throw a bag.
Can I put that on my resume that I interviewed for, or I was a candidate for?
You should, yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
You should, perfect. Yeah. You're considered. You know, you had one guy beat you out.
Just one.
Yeah, just
that's
one.
That's the only one that edged
That's down. All I know.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, I think Matt Campbell, though, I think that would be, again, program stabilizer. And he's a guy who's done less with more.
Mm-hmm.
He's won ball games.
Done more with less.
Yeah. Done more with less. Sorry. Yeah. We've had plenty of guys who have done less with more. Exactly. We're getting away from
that. Yeah, I don't want that.
Getting away from that. But I think Matt Campbell would be a really good coach. You would, I think, have to pay a lot for him. And I don't know if he'd be worth the price tag you'd have to pay. I'll say that. I've always been a Matt Campbell guy from kind of day one of this coaching search. I've been like, let's go get Matt Campbell.
We're only on day three, Caleb.
You get it. Vol fans
marathon,
have always,
not a sprint.
Vol fans have always been ready for this. We thrive. And I've always said I like the Matt Campbell hire, but I don't. The money I think you'd need to get him away from Iowa State, I think it would maybe be too much. But again, is... what's too much when it comes to winning? If he wins you ball games, are you
sure
overpaying?
Yeah.
So, talked about Tom Herman a little bit. Would our new coach keep any of our staffers? I mean, that's going to be, you won't know until there's actually a new coach in here. I mean, I would assume the VFLs always have a chance of staying around. Other than that, to be determined. I think Kevin Steele, if it's a young up-and-coming guy, I think Kevin Steele is a likely candidate to stick around.
Yeah, I think guys that are, you know, Jay Graham, I think he's one of the best running backs coaching in college football. Mm-hmm. So, no matter who you hire, he should be a candidate
right.
for you to keep around. Now, look at the guys who are looking at other places. You got Derek Ansley, you got Joe Osovet. Mm-hmm. Those guys are looking elsewhere. So, I think they kind of see the writing on the wall.
Right.
Can you get Rodney Garner? Because Tracy Rocker left Auburn again. That's his like third job in like 10 days.
Is it official? Did he finally? He is leaving for Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think so.
Was it Philadelphia?
Well, I guess that was reported. I don't know if it was.
It's
officially unofficial. Unofficial. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, dude, can you just pick a place? Like, geez. Money talks, I guess.
Money does talk. That's for sure. That's for sure.
I want to know, like, did you move all your stuff? Like to three different places because that's annoying.
His wife is not happy.
Moving sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does.
I hate moving as not an adult. I can't imagine it when you have like actual possessions.
Sure, that's a good point.
Yeah. When you actually like, have to use a U-Haul.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I can't just load it up in my truck. Like,
yeah.
Dylan Taylor said Matt Campbell number one, Landon Raby number two.
Sure, yeah, I am.
Landon is.
If you need a PR guy, I got you. I'm going to tell you exactly what you probably don't want to hear.
Are you bidding for this job right now?
I want a PR.
Are you going to tweet at the coach and tell him you'll do anything for him?
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%.
Hey, I think that Landon Raby.
That's it. All right. Any other coaches?
He doesn't finish his sentences anyways.
Jesus Christ.
This is going to get away from us, I can tell. Do you have any more coaches?
Do you expect anything else
with
me here?
No, I don't. We have any more head coach, like guys that you think you want to mention? Those names should be on.
I'll say this. I don't think I'd be any worse
than this year. I can win 3 football
games. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I can win 3 games.
Give me a headset. I'll look into at least 3.
Yeah, I'll just run like – I'm going to use our speed.
It's because I trust our players. I think that's why.
We're quite literally armchair All-Americans right now.
Yes, we are.
100%. 100%.
All right. Team news.
Team news.
Do you have a team? Like, what's – let's be honest.
Wow. That was –
Well, we don't have a coach. We got guys leaving. Do we have a team? I think that's fair to ask.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I had to ask you guys, I'm like, are we going to have enough players next season?
And I think it's absolutely a fair question. I think it's 100% fair. Team news, Landon.
Had some guys in the portal. Just not good. Sorry. Eric Gray, Henry Toto, Jameer Johnson, Kavaris Crouch. I mean, you're
what? Late.
Huh?
Stone cold.
you're losing basically your whole 2019 class.
Yeah, and again, like, I think it's Jeremy Pruitt recruited those guys to play here. They see that there's some – these guys are talented enough to start – not all, but most are talented enough to start on just about in any program in the country. So they're going to look elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't blame them. I can't blame them.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that they want to win football games. They came here to win football games.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not worked out to this point. But, yeah. I mean, you definitely did want to lose those. You know, you went 3-7, and you're losing basically your best players off a 3-7 team. Ugh. Yikes.
No bueno, for sure. No bueno. Patrick Eady, thank you. Hope you guys are having a good evening. We are.
Yeah.
Good football.
Yeah, want some money?
Some people want some money.
Shout out Dylan.
Oh,
yeah.
Win?
Yeah, he
small hands?
The Dawson Knox.
Oh, hit. Nice.
So he won $250.
Oh, wow.
Off of a dollar bet.
We're going out tonight, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
We also got a commit.
Key Lawrence. Someone mentioned Key Lawrence. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot Key Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
I mean, he should have been playing this whole entire season.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely. So his is probably multiple fast. Yeah.
But hopefully, and you don't get all these guys back, but hopefully if you're able to get a quick hire in here. Again, not rushing, but quick and thorough.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you did with the AD search, I think you have a chance of getting some of those guys back.
Yeah, I think so.
If you get a good hire in here, I think you got a chance.
100%.
I think there's been rumors on some guys coming back. All of them are still in the portal to this point.
Right.
So
we'll see. To be determined.
Yeah, I think it has to do with their options, which Eric Gray, Henry Toto, Kavaris Crouch, they're going to have options. I don't know how many options Jameer Johnson is going to have. Key Lawrence is going to have options. So we lost our – so 2019, Darnell Wright was our number one recruit. But you've lost basically the next 4 after that.
Right.
You lost the number one recruit in 2020, Key Lawrence. And then Dylan Brooks is asked out of his NLI.
Which isn't good for Tennessee. That was a big-time pickup. And
yeah.
And you've now lost that one. So.
Yeah, so I mean, like, the roster is not looking...
Full?
Full is one word. But we mentioned, like, roster was the one thing keeping it from the mess that Butch Jones had.
Right,
and now it's looking... That same
right
place.
Right.
Did get a commit.
You did get a commit. I did want to mention just what the thing that could be one of the sanctions, NCAA sanctions are probably going to be like one of the bigger hurdles. The next biggest hurdle for the newest coach is going to be getting the roster at 85.
Yeah, because
all these guys leave.
Yeah, these guys leave. You can't replace them
right
with just anybody. Like you have to, you can only get 25 scholarships a year. Hopefully that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
When they see how many people are in the portal leaving these programs, they're like, okay, these teams cannot get to 85. There's no way.
Yeah, and I mean, I've got to think it will change once the new rule of being able to – the one-time transfer rule changes. I've got to think it will change.
Yeah. Hopefully.
We'll
knock on.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Oh. you get Anderson Kobe from Northeast Mississippi Community College, quick wide receiver, 6'2", 180. Was originally at, I think, American Heritage in Florida. So you get a commit. I don't know how you're able to get commits like this right now, but
right,
we'll take what we can get. Fill that roster up.
Agreed.
But props to some of these guys, like, working. Like Kevin Steele, Jay Graham, T. Martin, those guys.
Right.
They're still trying to work. I mean, it's just hard to sell a program right now when you don't know the direction it's going.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the biggest thing, I think, for getting new recruits in, keeping some of these guys who didn't play much, who could start elsewhere and would, you know, don't have them, getting them to see the direction. There's no direction currently.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not pinning that on Danny White. Like, there's not much he can do right now. That's why you have to make a coach hire fairly quick. And you need to be thorough. You need to get it right, but you need to make it quick too.
Also got a question from Brock Hunter. Did we get Brian from Auburn? So Big Cat Bryant, he's still committed to Tennessee right now, but he did delete his committed tweet. So,
right.
I don't know. Tough direction. I don't know.
That was a big pickup. Do what?
I love how Twitter is our gauge for, like, well, I mean, he deleted the tweet. So, I mean, that's not.
I mean, it is tough to read into athletes right now. But, I mean, if you're looking, that was a tough sell anyway.
Yeah.
But I think Kevin Steele, and I think the thought of Rodney Gardner headed to Tennessee
was helping that a lot.
Right.
Yeah. And now, only so much you can do.
You know what would help? Gus Malzahn.
Maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Unless he hated him, then.
Let's guess on whether he hated him by his tweets.
Chad, pull his tweets. Yeah, we should. Yeah. Yeah. Let's read into this.
One by one. June 5th, 2014, he tweeted.
Don't. Okay, I was like, don't make up something.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble for that.
don't just start making stuff up like that. Any other team news we need to talk about before?
Did you see Robert Gillespie's going to go to Alabama?
I saw that was rumored, so is that official now?
I don't know if it's official, but I did see a report on that.
Wonder if. Which, I mean, it looks like in hindsight he was right about what was going on at Tennessee recruiting-wise.
Yeah.
But again, Alabama is not. All those guys came from Alabama, so that's worth mentioning.
Sure.
Okay. I'm so upset.
We got a couple quarterbacks coming in. That's good, right? That's going to be interesting to see what kind of offense we put together with a different set of quarterbacks.
Yeah, the QB room's going to be interesting.
Bad News Bears set of quarterbacks.
Do what?
A Bad News Bears.
No, I mean, the quarterback room is pretty solid.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. You got a 4-star in Caden Salter.
Yeah, Chad, why don't you look at the roster a little bit?
Chad, look at the roster.
I've never Googled our roster.
You should. You should look at it right now. Bruce Feldman reported it. I believe that's referring to the Robert Gillespie thing. So, Robert Gillespie to Alabama. Good for him, I guess. Whatever.
Yuck.
Which
is weird because Ty Chandler went to North Carolina and he recruited him at Tennessee. So, that's a weird move.
Definitely. Whatever.
I don't know if he's already signed. Tommy Thigpen is there. That's true. Yeah, he did recruit him there also. So
man, look at that pull.
That was pretty good. Good. Chad, I'm actually very impressed. I'm very impressed.
I'm surprised you even know who Thigpen is.
He recruited me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, guys, Chad was a 2-star athlete in high school. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not a knock on Chad. He had stars.
He did.
He was on.
They were there.
He was
on 247.
They were on the board.
He was on 247.
Put him on the board.
To be fair, a guy who has never even been born, was fate from Grace a couple years ago, got on 247. So
he was, yeah.
I think he was like a 4-star.
Yeah, so he got more stars than you, dude.
Well, he's probably better than me.
He did have an impressive highlight, apparently.
The imaginary friend thing. So somebody created this man, as an imaginary friend. I don't know if that's true.
As a joke?
They did do it as a joke.
But he was, the best
247.
Recruit as an imaginary friend. That's what his position was.
That's hilarious. Goes to show that stars mean nothing.
That's true, but they are helping Alabama win a lot of national
championships.
I know
what it sounds like.
I'd like to have some more stars next to some of our names.
I would. I wouldn't mind stars at all. Oh, what's up, Kaya? Great save, Chad.
Yeah, so my dog just burst into this place.
I guess she's
tired of it, dude.
She's going to be on the rest of the podcast.
The camera loves her, dude.
What's up, girl? That was. Did she open the door?
I don't know.
I don't think it was closed.
Oh, let's just not lose any... just no cables here. We're good. All right. Basketball. Let's talk basketball.
Not good.
Nope. She went through the most difficult route. Poor girl.
We're good. She's done. She made her appearance. And she's out.
I love it.
She just photobombed
like
real quick. And
like
she's
a
done.
Thief in the night.
Yeah. She's all like, right. you can't do anything because
no.
you're occupied. Yeah, Tennessee's game last night, I just thought we'd come out firing because of the Florida game. And it just looks like this team has been kind of exposed.
Right.
Offensively and defensively. I mean, we just don't have any flow on offense. We don't have anybody that can go right by their defender. I think having Jaden Springer is definitely hurting this team offensively. And defensively, we just let Xavier Pinson do exactly what he
right.
wanted.
Yeah. I mean, it's clearly offensive issues in terms of, like, Tennessee. You know, just not being able to be – flow is one – they're not aggressive going to the rim. I mean, there's several things that play into it. And then another thing, you get out-rebounded. You've been out-rebounded in a lot of games this year. So, like, you're not helping yourself second-chance opportunities. You're giving them plenty of second-chance opportunities. It's not – you're not helping yourself.
Yep. Yeah,
you're turning the ball over.
Yeah, Fulgerson had 5 turnovers. He didn't take his first attempt from the field until like 13 minutes to go in the game. I know he didn't play a ton, but he still played 26 minutes. So that's unacceptable on
right.
your senior leader.
Yeah, and he's playing so few minutes though too because he's not performing. And Rick Barnes is, we're gonna play. If you're not playing well, we're gonna find somebody that can play.
And then Vescovi, if he's really that hurt, why is he playing 38 minutes?
Yeah.
And in 38 minutes, why did he only have 3 points, 4 turnovers, and he was 0-for-4 from the free throw?
0-for-4. That's the biggest stat line for me. Vescovi's going to have to, you know, he's going to have to find a way to either, you know, be more impactful or they're going to rest him. They're going to have to rest him.
If we make our free throws last night, it's a 1-point game.
Right. Here's my biggest question, too. If Jaden Springer's playing, does Vescovi play as many minutes? Probably not. So
yeah, probably not.
You need Jaden Springer healthy. It's easy to say Tennessee was 10-0, now 0-2 with, you know, Jaden Springer out, but like, or 0-3. They lost all 3.
Yeah.
Because he out half of Alabama, really. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Jaden Springer's a big piece, but it's not just Jaden Springer.
Yeah, there's a disconnect with this team. I think a lot of it's lack of leadership. I mean, you're just not getting a lot of production from Fulgerson. Ponce had a good game last night. You know, he looked like the best player on Tennessee's floor, which
right.
offensively, that should never be the case.
Well, I think he does need to be a little bit more aggressive offensively, so I think he should be a little bit more of that. But, I mean, I think I see what you're saying in sentiment. Like, there's more talented offensive guys.
Right.
But I think he's very experienced. I think he creates mismatch issues that I think he should be more aggressive offensively. Definitely not the most talented guy. You're right about that. But he's a leader. He's a leader. I think it's lack of aggression. Defensively, I think it's a lack of aggression as well in terms of, like, putting body on body and being able to go get rebounds.
We are absolutely terrible on defending a screen.
Yes, that too.
Like, we go under it, above it. We can't switch. Like, it's never smooth.
And to be fair to Missouri and Xavier Pinson did a really good job of going around those screens and changing pace and making it really difficult. He noticed when he got mismatches and was able to go around guys. He did a good job using the screen yesterday. So I don't think that, like, I don't want to take too much away from what he did because I think he also created issues for Tennessee. But
no reason why a guy with this kind of defense just scored 27 in a game.
Right. And one thing,
got to make things a little bit more difficult for him.
In terms of screens, one thing that irritated me is, like, we put hands on the guy that's screening, and a lot of times we took our own guy out of the play, trying to be physical. It's like we were aggressive at the wrong times.
Mm-hmm.
We were killing ourselves.
I think there's too much talent on this team, especially at the guard position, to have 18 turnovers. And Missouri, who doesn't have half the talent you do, only have 11.
Right.
So I think it's kind of like with the football team. I think the offensive struggles have led to frustration. It's carried over to the defense.
Yeah, I think so. There's definitely been some offensive frustrations. It seems like even tonight when you shoot okay, like you're still not able to score just a ton of points.
Yeah, like you mentioned that Victor Bailey Jr. had a lot of good drives to the rim. He just couldn't finish. Like, you got to finish a layup.
Got to finish layups.
And I think Missouri had like 25 layup attempts. Like, that's unacceptable.
Right. You definitely can't let him get to the hole.
I mean, we can't hang on to the ball. We can't dribble. Every loose ball, it seems like the other team gets. It's just frustrating basketball to watch.
And I'm not going to comment too much on the Florida game because I guess I really need to go back and watch that game to say. But like for last night for the Missouri game, I think Tennessee just lacked that aggressiveness and that physicality that has made this Tennessee basketball team the last couple years a really, really good basketball team.
Yep.
It was free throws, though. Free throws are alarming. They've got to get that figured out. That's two games now that if you just make free throws, if you make free throws down the stretch, like you're in it, maybe even winning the game.
And I think Tennessee thought they were going to have a lot more depth than they actually do. I mean, you look at the box score, only really six guys played.
Yeah, I mean, Kumwok just can't give you meaningful minutes. Devontae Gaines, he's a really good defender, but he's not going to be able to do that much more for you.
Yeah. I mean, he played as good as he could have. I mean, he's going to give you effort.
Right.
So that's something you're lacking with the six guys that played. You can put him in. He's going to give you that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not as talented as the people that are playing. So, you know, you have six guys, seven if Springer's healthy. I think that helps a ton. But it just looks like teams know how to play Tennessee at this point.
Yeah, and I really like to see, too, that add that eighth guy in EJ Anasicki because you need a big man to rotate, especially right now with the way Fulgerson's playing. You're going to have to spell him more. And just right now, it's Tennessee is – struggled royally, and I think it hurts a lot that your senior leader, who's scored a lot of points for you over his career, is struggling.
Yeah,
that's important. So it's hurt. It's hurt us.
So you think he's hurt?
He may be a little banged up. I don't know. I mean, we saw him get banged up at when was that? When did he go down? And I mean, he's been taping his wrist all year.
Was it Missouri?
Wrist. It might have been Missouri. So first conference game?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he is. We know Viscovi's been dealing with some injuries.
Yep.
So
got to figure that out. I think Tennessee does have a good basketball team, but we have a lot to fix. I mean, you're nowhere near in the driver's seat of the SEC anymore.
Right.
So you're going to have to work your way into that. I mean, we're definitely not playing like the number six team in the country. I mean, we look like we shouldn't even be ranked at this point.
Right.
And that's sad.
Maybe ranked, but yeah, not highly ranked.
Yeah. Top 20.
Right. Not as high as they will drop several spots, I think.
Yep.
So we'll see. We'll see. Oh, God. I just go win. Go win.
So Dustin Price said, I just read that Tony Elliott was offered the job at Tennessee and could be announced as soon as Monday. Jay Nichols Sport just tweeted that. I think that might be a fake account, so I don't know how much trust you want to put into that.
I haven't been on Twitter since we started the show. Chad, you've been surfing Twitter. Any
but,
updates?
But if he's the first guy reporting it, I would say it's probably not true.
Fair. That's a good point.
Maybe he's just trying to speak it into existence. I don't hate
like
the guy
that.
For trying. Yeah.
No, I mean, we're big speaking into existence guys.
Yeah.
Tennessee takes on Mississippi State. That is Tuesday.
Just win.
Yeah, go win. Take care of business.
Mike Vrabel's trending because of LaFleur kicking the field goal.
God. We're about to talk about that. Can't wait. Stupidity. Should be. Mississippi State, 7 p.m., SEC Network. Go win ball games. Let's just go win. Go take care of business. Get back on the right foot.
Yeah, hopefully Jaden Springer's back.
Yeah, you play Kansas on Saturday.
Because Springer, like, that's a 9-point difference.
Yeah. I think.
You know.
At least.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Then you got Kansas on Saturday, so time to rebound.
Yep.
Time to rebound. All right, NFL playoffs.
I think they're 0-3 last three games.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Kansas is kind of struggling a little bit.
Yikes.
We got them right where we want them.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right.
NFL playoffs.
Playoffs?
Let's score it now.
21-9.
3 minutes left in the half.
So Kansas City's on a 21-0 run.
Yikes. Come on.
21 unanswered points, baby.
So I'm cheering for Buffalo. Who are you cheering for? Do you care? You pick Kansas City.
I kind of like watching both of these teams.
Kansas City's just fun to watch.
I would pick. I want either one of these teams to beat.
Buffalo fans deserve it, though.
Buffalo fans do deserve it. I agree with that.
No, absolutely.
But whoever knocks off the Bucs, that's who I'm cheering for. I don't care.
And I love that they get the Bucs. I don't remember who mentioned this. That whoever win the Bills, if they win, would get a chance to beat Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. That'd be
awesome.
Fun.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
So I would love to see that. All right.
Revenge game.
Yeah. Do we have any I feel like we need to get some good live game bets right now with this going on. Good Lord, yeah, throw that earlier, or throw that whenever you want. Josh Allen, sorry, don't listen to me. Talk about the game earlier real quick, because, good God, why do you not go for it there? You have no idea if you're going to get the ball back.
Yeah, it's just dumb. Just dumb.
Apparently he had trust in his defense.
I don't know
if he said that or not.
Well, that was...
I mean,
just by the call. Him because right, they clearly gave up a first down, so...
And they did have three picks. The entire game, they were rolling.
Did you think Tom Brady's going to throw a fourth, though?
No.
Exactly.
So
Tom Brady. You don't give him the ball, expecting to...
Someone tweeted Tom Brady's stat line of three picks, a ton of yards, three touchdowns, and it was like, Jameis Winston is fuming.
I just... In that, you don't know. You don't know if... You're going to get, if he's going to get another opportunity. Why do you kick the field goal there? You it's dumb. That's Butch Jones level dumb.
It's dumb.
And it's not like a meaningless, a game that's not that important in the regular season. It's the NFC Championship game.
Butch Jones would have punted.
He would have punted.
He would have kneeled it, made him drive it out of the 12-yard line.
He would have taken an intentional safety.
Exactly. He's like, oh, you want me to score points? I'll score points.
I'll make you drive 80 yards.
Yeah.
Try to do that.
It's just...
With Aaron Rodgers.
Golly, dude. It's just so dumb. It's a... Oh, I can't believe it. It's nuts. Chad, are you getting naked over here?
I'm taking my hoodie off.
We're really turning this into the...
The takes in here are just getting hot.
We're really turning this into the casting couch.
it's a casting chair
now. That was a joke, Chad. You don't have to do it. Take it dead serious. Tom Brady... He's the greatest of all time.
Done more for less.
He is, yeah.
Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. No,
as much as that pains me to hear.
I know. I hate to say it. Peyton Manning through and through. But.
He just wins. Yeah, no one, going back to just winning football games, no one cares.
How you do it?
Just win.
If you kiss your son on the mouth?
Yeah, you just throw three picks. He carried by your defense.
Making out after the game.
If your defense gets five interceptions, you throw three. It looks like your defense bailed you out. It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, you won.
By the way, wearing at Carhartt hashtag Carhartt.
Whoa! No
sponsor,
free ads.
Yeah, they sponsor me.
Actually, go check out our real sponsors: Tennessee Tap House, Hound Dogs. And Blue Water Climate Control.
It's a good time to mention that. Chad's giving out free ads.
Come on,
over
Chad.
Here.
What are you doing, dude?
I will do anything for Carhartt. You know how much they've done for big men in this country?
Big fella.
What was Tom Brady's final stat line? I was trying to pull it up. Oh, here it is. Finally got it.
200.
Yo, he was just
I give it like a B minus teammate grade.
B minus?
Yeah, B minus.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I mean, golly.
20 for 36, 280 yards, three touchdowns, three interceptions, one sack for 5 yards, 73.9 passer rating.
So just under the...
So just, okay, he's okay.
Yeah, that's an okay day by most standards.
I think the over-under for his yards were It was like 282.
So yeah, overrated? We just going to throw that out there?
I think that's fair to point out that, yeah, Tom Brady's overrated. I think that's fair to point out. I mean, and Aaron Rodgers, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I am peacing out of the Packers organization. First, they roll out Mike McCarthy for me for however many years. Then they draft a quarterback. Okay.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. If you ask Dan Orlovsky, he thinks that's the right pick, which it's hilarious to watch him try and explain that.
Dan Orlovsky? What a moron.
The guy that ran out of the back of the end zone?
Yeah.
If I'm
for a literal intentional...
I mean, can he, like... They, like, pay him to speak and give opinions?
Right. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm pulling their old family treatment and peacing out Green Bay. See ya. Giving them the Jordan Rodgers treatment, if you will.
When do they announce the MVP?
Probably next week.
I think it should be him.
I think it's Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl week they announce it? Yeah, I think so. You're right. I think you're right.
Do y'all think it should be him?
I'm just...
I have some questions.
Let's get to questions. Probably Chad's asked that question, so we'll answer that first. Who? Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. Who's your MVP?
It'd be him or Josh Allen, probably.
Yeah, that's a good point. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's had... He's had... Aaron Rodgers has carried that team. Josh Allen's had games where he's... Hit or miss.
Josh Allen was a laughing stock. Like, the Bills were a laughing stock until Josh Allen got there. So,
have you seen how far he can throw a football?
Have you seen his hands? He's got huge hands. Looks good in shorts.
He looks like a guy. Like, if he walked in and he was like, "Yeah, I played quarterback at Wyoming," I'd believe that. I don't have to look it up. That's true.
In other words, you think there should quarterback at Wyoming? It should be his pitcher next.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I don't think you could describe.
He's definitely in the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
For sure. I was like, who, like, show me what a quarterback from Wyoming looks like.
I need to get some Wyoming.
Like, here you go. And I was like, that makes sense. He would look good in brown and yellow. Because that's yellow, their colors. For some reason.
Yeah, that's.
Think about this. Like, we're like, they're like, we're the most boring state in the world. Can we make our university any better? Yeah.
Put some curves brown on the and state yellow. Line.
I love it.
Oh, UPS.
Yeah.
So we got some questions from Christopher Nichols. He said two questions. One, everybody knows the rules. I'm just kidding. Do you think the next head coach will retain Steele as defensive coordinator? And do you think it's time for Folky to ride the bench and let someone else take the reins? Opponents have been dominating him the past two games. I don't know. I mean, I think Kevin Steele is going to get an interview, so I think in his eyes, he has a chance to be the head coach.
Yeah, head coach or defensive coordinator? What was the question?
So retain him as a defensive coordinator. So I'm saying that he could possibly be the head coach as well.
Okay. I think it's possible he gets retained, not for sure. I mean, nothing's sure thing.
I would. I would retain him as the defensive coordinator, unless you just got a home run defensive coordinator. So, I think he's a solid.
Yeah, or someone you trust. I mean, I think it depends on who's hired, certainly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Kevin Steele is a likely candidate to be the defensive coordinator
for sure. So, and then Folky, I mean, he can't ride the bench. Behind him to pick up the slack.
Yeah, I don't hate Rick Barnes' philosophy of if the guy's not getting it done, let me go to someone else and try to get it done. Wish Pruitt had done more of that. I think it's on Folky to figure it out.
That's yeah, because like when he actually played, like he had 6 rebounds, 7 points last night. That didn't look like a terrible game, but he was basically a non-factor until like 13 minutes left when he actually started shooting the ball.
So, yeah, he's got to figure it out. Should Barnes bench him more? I don't think you necessarily can bench him any more than you have.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fulkerson's got to figure it out quickly. Fulkerson's got to make it to where Barnes doesn't have a decision. Like he's got to play him.
Yeah.
So...
I think he's a guy on your team that you can ride in March,
right?
Because he's played in those games for years,
mm-hmm.
So he's definitely a guy that you don't want to see on the bench at all, especially at this point in the season.
Agreed.
Then we got Raging Iguana.
Heck yeah!
How much smoke do you think is being blown by the AD about the coaching search? I think it's all kind of smoke. Until I see something.
Smoke and mirrors?
Yeah. I just don't like – there's not really been a ton out there that anybody's certain on.
Yeah.
I
think he's done a good job of keeping it quiet.
Yeah. Keeping it kind of in-house. Mm-hmm.
I thought there wasn't any smoke on Rocky Top.
It's There ain't no, it's not smoggy smoke. It's just smoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about foggy smoke?
If it's foggy, it's not smoggy. I think smoggy.
As long as it's not pollution?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not dirty.
It's the mountain air.
Yeah, it's not dirty.
Yeah.
There's definitely fog. Yeah, it rains for quite a bit. There's a lot of condensation in the air.
You're welcome for that. Yeah, I think I think there's, I mean, is there some truth to some names being thrown out? Probably. I mean, there's probably some truth to them. Is it, like, it's apparently the rumors, Tony Elliott's, you know, it's his job if he wants it. If it hadn't been like rumored that he's taking it, I'm gonna go with that means that wasn't true, and if it was true, it means he denied the job, so they're moving on.
Because
that was on Saturday. It's Sunday night. Head coaching, you don't get a head coach offer and get 24 hours to just sit on it.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, if that was your, if you're already thinking about that before the press conference, I feel like it already been done, right?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I think so. I said this Thursday this week, Friday. Or no, I said this yesterday. I don't remember, but I think with how quickly they were able to move, because initially last week I was like, man, Tennessee may not get a head coach in here till February 1st, because I don't know how fast they can move. Well, Dante Plowman and Randy Boyd proved me wrong. They went out, they were aggressive, did a great hire in a short amount of time. I think Tennessee could name a head coach as early as tomorrow.
That'd be great.
It wouldn't surprise me if they came out with a quick hire.
I think, yeah, and I think with the way they did the AD hire, I think it's certainly possible, exactly. And it could happen as early as Monday. I think Monday's the, now I'm saying this, I said it yesterday, Monday's the earliest, and I think that's a little hopeful on my end, but I think when we're sitting here talking about Wednesday at the latest, I think that's certainly possible.
Yeah, and I don't know really who all's involved. I know that he hired a search firm.
Yeah.
And you obviously have Plowman and Randy Boyd at his disposal. How much is a guy like Peyton Manning involved? Because he's one bad decision away from getting his vol car removed. And he's going to be on that Kenny Chesney list if he doesn't quit.
You know, has Danny White talked to Peyton Manning? I would say there's a good chance. You know, like, you talk to those kind of guys.
Yeah, you do.
Is he involved in the search? It doesn't sound like Danny White wants more people involved than he needs to get involved.
Right.
So I doubt he's involved. Has he spoken to Danny White?
Probably. Yeah, I mean, you might try to get his advice and see what kind of coach.
And I don't even know.
He's like the student athletes.
Right.
But yeah, it's...
Also, I don't think he walked in and had that meeting and was like, who do you all want to hire? Give me names. I don't know. But if I'm going to guess, I think he meant like, I sat down with the student athletes to see what they wanted in a coach.
And what they needed.
Not, hey man, Santa's coming to town. Write your wish list down.
Yeah. Give me your short list, and I'll go off that. The top ones will be added to my list.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're talking about looking into Twitter. All these guys were tweeting and liking Kiffin stuff. It's like, if he went in – if this is where I'll lose my faith in him. If he went in there and was like, who do you guys want? I'm out. Like, and if he was like, give me names, and I'll do what I can do.
Yeah.
See what I can do. Yeah. Then I'm out. They shouldn't be. They should absolutely have a say in the process. But this is where, again, we talked about this with Jalen Waddle. Sometimes it's time for adults to be adults, administration to be administration. Do your job. That's not their job. Some of them are 18 years old, 22 years old.
Yeah, they don't know all the coaches in college football.
And
there ain't no way.
And they don't know the business. Like, you hope. We hope you do. The way since you're hired for it, absolutely get their input. Absolutely see what you know when they're recruited. What makes them,
yeah, like who do they want? I want Nick Saban because I want to win a national championship. That's what I would have said.
And you know, are you looking? You know, it's certainly great to get their input, but input is totally different from getting names.
Yeah, I think it was basically on wants and needs in a coach,
not
and seeing where the program's at. Because I mean, like you know the NCAA stuff's going on, but like until you really talk to. Like the position that these players feel,
right.
It's hard to get a grasp on what the program is like.
100%. Yep. What do you want to coach, Chad? Sorry. Yeah, what do you want? Who do you want? Tell me.
What do I want at coach?
Like if
Who Danny, do you want as a coach?
If Danny White walks in and he's like, what do you want to coach, Chad?
I want an offensive coordinator.
Is this for you or is this for Tennessee?
A coordinator or an offensive mind?
Offensive mind.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a coordinator, okay. I guess. But, you know, just the way that the league is going, or not the league, the
It's a league.
The way college football is going, it's just so offensive oriented. You got to have. Damn, they're kicking a field goal. Come on. All right, sorry. You got to have.
Got to score points.
You got to score points. Defense doesn't win championships anymore. I don't think.
It helps. I don't think you can just have a good defense.
Over/under on national championship games is 80. Like, I don't think defense wins championships.
That's true. Yeah.
So defense has to make a stop at some point.
It's as big of a need anymore. Like, you need to have a good defense to obviously get stops. But, like, the game has turned into, like, the more focus is on offense.
You know you're going to give up points. It's just kind of keeping them offense at bay a little bit while your offense scores points. Like, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, try to get some turnovers, get some stops.
Field position's huge because... Especially, I think field position is almost bigger than it used to be because it's like you're only going to get a few times to try to start in your their territory. So it's definitely offensive line. Well, Chad, congratulations. You want Lane Kiffin? We'll go get him.
I didn't even know Lane Kiffin was an offensive line.
Yeah, he's an offensive coordinator. He's been an offensive his whole life. You didn't know that when he attempted that.
No, I did.
Attempted that 78-yard field goal. Oh, that didn't scream offensive mind to you?
I forgot he did that. Was that in the Raiders?
Oakland. Yep.
Raiders!
Jedikowski.
Yep, exactly. You know the story. You got it. All right. Any more questions?
No, that's all we got.
Most important of the week.
Most important? I'm going to go... I think you got to go with Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Going to the Super Bowl. Because, I mean... The money was going toward the Packers. I thought the Packers were going to win.
That's fair. I wanted the Packers to win. I don't know about thought, but I wanted them to win.
I mean, like, going into the season, you're like, is it going to be Tom Brady or is it going to be Bill Belichick?
Right.
And I guess to be determined. But it looks like Tom Brady is doing just fine on his own without Belichick.
Yeah. And it looks like Belichick could use a quarterback. But probably this year, honestly, for the Patriots, more than quarterback.
Correct.
It was definitely partially a quarterback, but not completely. So.
Halftime, baby. Chiefs up 21-12. You got any most important?
Thought I did. I got one. I mean, this
is. You got anything?
I don't think so.
You good? All right.
Pretty average week.
What about what about Topgolf? Coming in Neyland.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to be. I wonder what it's going to be
like. Yeah, you said you're like, it's going to be like $300 for a round.
I'm sure it's going to be ridiculously expensive for the hour.
I probably won't do it if it's $300.
I doubt it's going to be $300.
All right, I made that up.
Yeah, you definitely made that number up.
I mean, if it's anything more than $100, I'm probably not going to do it.
If it's $100, F everybody at University of Tennessee and Topgolf. That's stupid. I'm just curious how it's going to be set up because, like, it's obviously not going
to
be like
Topgolf. Also, when is Topgolf going to come to actual, like, when is it going to be
2022.
Where are they going to put it?
West Knoxville.
Of course.
I don't know where, though. They did buy land already. But I just like, because you can't hit, like, Neyland's 100 yards long. Well, no, you do it from, the balcony. What's that called?
Okay.
No, like, you do it from, like, the second level. Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, the
upper
level. Yeah, you hit it from there. But, I mean, the field's only 100 yards long, so it's not like you can hit a ball as far as you want. So I'm just curious how it's going to be.
Oh, I'll freaking hit it out the stadium. Not really. Or I'd be like,
Have you all seen Landon swing a golf club? He hit it out he's in it. He's shanking it out of the stadium.
Yeah, I'll probably shank it out the stadium.
Still out the stadium.
I'll freaking drill that thing.
He's not wrong about that.
Do the Patrick Mahomes where he just chucked the ball out of the stadium. It didn't actually go out of the stadium.
The ball didn't go out of the stadium?
No, it went
over the bleachers and then, like, in the concourse?
No, it was, like, it hit somebody in, like, the upper bowl. not hit, I think somebody caught it.
Right, but I have zero respect for him then. That was the only thing I was hanging on for him.
Yeah. Like, somebody had a video of it and somebody just, like, caught it in, like, the 20th row or something. Up there.
Lame.
Josh Allen would have thrown it
out. Janikowski can kick him out of the stadium. He did it in Denver all the time.
Janikowski.
I mean, he probably can't do it anymore, but he could at one point.
He's getting up there.
Yeah, no, he's very old. Fail of the week.
I think you got to go with the Packers kicked in the field goal.
God, idiots. I've got Jerry Stackhouse. I got to find the quote now. It's a great quote. Let's see here. In his post-game interview, gosh dang it, he said, at the end of the day, we're just doing dumb stuff. I haven't had any teams before where I tell them the same thing over and over again, and then they come out and do the same dumb shit.
Oh.
And then he got in an argument. This is actually a while ago. He got in a Twitter DM argument with a Vanderbilt fan and called a Vanderbilt fan a bandwagon fan through a Twitter DM. Everything I said is what's wrong with that.
Who's this again?
Jerry Stackhouse, the Vanderbilt basketball coach.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's not a good look.
He's an idiot.
Things you hate to see.
Oh, God. I love that Vanderbilt's at least not good at anything right now. So that's... What was the home run hire for Vanderbilt last week?
They just said they're making moves.
Oh, they're making moves.
Yeah.
So they just kind of left it in the dark. Just yeah, making just, moves.
Yeah.
Making moves.
They're going to be beating our ass.
They probably will, though.
Yeah, probably. I mean, why not?
You have any more fail of the weeks?
Did they fire their basketball coach?
No, they're football. They're hiring guys for football. It's no one cares.
Yeah, somebody said that they're making a ton of moves. They're going to beat Tennessee's ass, but they didn't mention what moves they made. Like somebody asked, like what?
They who did they a coach? Like
somebody asked who they hired, like as like staff, and they're like, I don't know, just making moves. So just like
making moves.
So much unknown, like right. Uncertainty there. It's just it's kind of scary, honestly. No one knows what's going to happen. I don't really have any more fails.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Like Chad said, been an average week.
Been
weird.
It's been a long week.
Yeah. I haven't slept a lot.
Now we get to start a new one. Yay.
God dang. Positive vibes, Caleb.
All right, positive vibes. We get to start a new week.
Just text me.
All right, I got you.
Hey, tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life.
Will you hold the microphone up to your mouth when you talk, Billy? God.
Tomorrow is the first day of the rest of your life.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Was that too loud?
That was. You held that way too close to your face. You God, were practically man. Eating the mic.
Is this your first time? You've been on the show like three times.
This is your third time.
It's my second time.
Called in. Third in time.
House.
Oh, in house.
Oh, in house. Yeah, it is your second time in house. We appreciate you joining us, though, Chad.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate all you all joining us. It's been a lot of fun. I love talking coaching search.
The carousel.
Carousel is fun.
I don't know. Having a coaching search is almost as fun as like having like a good football team.
No, that's such a
casual fan thing to say. No.
Well,
I want to win, Chad.
If the shoe fits, wear it.
I want to win. That's all I care about is winning.
Whew. Guys, I ate ponchos tonight, so we need to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Appreciate you all joining us. As always, we'll see you back here on Wednesday morning.
That's all we got. Chad, thanks for joining us. We're bringing the boat
in. Thanks for having me.
And we out.